சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 13 வர்ஸ் 8.
அமானித்வமதம் வித்வம் அஹிம்சா க்ஷாந்திராஜவம் ஆச்சார்யோபாசனம் சௌசம் ஸ்தைர்யமாத்மவினிக்ரஹ.
க்ஷேத்ரக்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ விபாக யோகா இஸ் அ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் சாப்டர் டு கெட் தி ஐக்கிய ஜானம். ஐ தி ஜீவாத்மா ஆம் நன் அதர் தேன் பரமாத்மா தி சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப். த சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் பிரம்ம சைதன்யம். சின்ஸ் தட் சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங், இட் ஹேஸ் டு பர்வேட் இன் திஸ் பாடி ஆல்சோ. சின்ஸ் தட் டோட்டல் செல்ஃப் ஆர் சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப் ஆர் பரமாத்மா இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் இன்ஃபினிட் இன் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர், that infinite all pervading must pervade in this body also. How to recognize that supreme self in this body? I can recognize as self awareness. I can recognize that supreme self who is all pervading, pervading in this body also. I recognize that Supreme Self as the Self-Awareness, the Awarer. That Awarer, that Awareness is called here Kshetrajnaha. That Supreme Self is available in the form of Self-Awareness in this body. That self-awareness happens to be myself. Who is the awareer of this body? Who is the awareer of this mind? Who is the awareer of this entire system? Is none other than myself. Lord Krishna said, Yaha kshetram janati saha kshetrajnaha. Whoever knows the body mind complex is called Kshetrajnaha. Having done this statement, Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi, Lord Krishna said, that Kshetrajna is myself, Arjuna, may you know, mam vidhi. So knower of the body mind is called Kshetrajnaha. That Kshetrajna is myself, Bhagavan said, the Paramatma. There, Mam means not Krishna in Dwapara Yuga with a one avatar. There, Mam means Parameshwaram, Paramatmanam, Mam Vidhi, Lakshyartha Ishwara, Mam Vidhi. Then, I have to think further. Since Bhagavan said Kshetrajnaha is himself, Bhagavan asked me to know that Kshetrajna as his nature in this body. Who is that Kshetrajnaha? I am knowing this body. I am the knower of this body. I am the self-awareer of this body-mind complex kshetram. That means, that kshetrajna paramatma who Bhagavan said, mam vidhi, that kshetrajna must be myself. The aware of this body kshetram. So, kshetrajna is the knower of the kshetram. Second point, Krishna said, the kshetrajna may you understand as me, the Paramatma. Third step, the knower of this body is myself. That means I am kshetrajna. That means I am not different from Paramatma. Mahavakya. See, Mahavakya presented in a beautiful way here. I, the Jivatma, am none other than Paramatma. How you can understand? I am Paramatma, not just by verbal lip movement. See the whole development. Knower of the body is Kshetrajna. Since Bhagavan said that Kshetrajna is myself, myself means Paramatma. Now I have to know that Paramatma is here in this body because knower of the Kshetram. That means Paramatma is inside or me? Me. Why can't I say Paramatma is inside? I have to think. Since I am also knower of the body, I am also aware of this body-mind complex. That Kshetrajnaha must be myself. That means that Paramatma Kshetrajnaha is non-different to me, from me the self-awarer. So, Atma is one and the same. This is called Aikya Jnanam. This is called Aikya Jnanam. Now, who am I? I am the Kshetrajnaha. Why? I am the knower of the Kshetram. I am the knower of the body. Therefore, I am Kshetrajna. Bhagavan is also Kshetrajna. Not only one Kshetram, all Kshetrams. Since Bhagavan is Kshetrajna, I am Kshetrajna. Therefore, Bhagavan is myself. I am God. Nothing wrong. From Vachyartha Drishtya, body-mind complex Drishtya, if you say, I am God, Bhagavan will punish. If you say from Atma Drishtya, I am God, Lakshyartha Drishtya, Bhagatyaga Lakshanam, Anantaram, if you say, you are God, Bhagavan says, Shabash, wonderful, my job is over. Bhagavan says, Bhagavan is so happy. Kshetrajnaha aham. I am God. So therefore you have to think all the steps when you are meditating. Since I am Kshetrajnaha, the Paramatma, since Bhagavan is the Kshetrajnaha of entire Kshetram, world, all bodies, I also must be the knower of the entire universe as Atma. I am the knower of the entire Kshetram. Atma swarupena eva aikyam natu deha drishtya mana drishtya. From body standpoint, mind standpoint, you can never be infinite God. You are finite body-mind complex jiva. That is mithya. Body-mind complex, nama-rupa, maya, prakriti is mithya. It's not countable. Therefore, this body-mind comes under what? Kshetram or kshetrajnaha? Kshetram. Kshetram means what? Prakriti. Prakriti is what? Mithya. So body, mind, complex matter made out of prakriti, which is depending upon the kshetrajnaha, consciousness principle. Now claim you are consciousness principle sat chit, disown this body mind complex, make use of it, but never claim you are body mind complex, never use it and say thanks to it, thank you, your own body. Now tell me, body mind is a curse or a boon? Body mind instrument is a curse or boon? It is a blessing, it is a boon, it is my vibhuti. Therefore, converting body into a curse or a boon is in whose hands now? In your own hands. Therefore, make use of this body mind intelligently. That is called living intelligently. This is called living intelligently. Otherwise, unintelligent. Not. We don't want to be unintelligent way to live. Therefore, Bhagavan has completed that topic. It is very, very terse and very abstract teaching, Arjuna, but very simple. For a prepared mind, it is simple. For a prepared mind, it is simple. But for an unprepared mind, it is difficult. For unprepared mind, unprepared person, it is difficult. Therefore, if I have any difficulty in this, what I have to do? Prepare. Coaching. Attend coaching classes. Do lot of practice. In the World Cup cricket, when they have won on Pakistan and Australia, then all cricket senior players are warning all our players. Hey, don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. Do practice. Never take rest too much. Okay. Come on, all of you play again until you get World Cup. Therefore, until we get the World Cup, what is that? Moksha. Our World Cup is Moksha World Cup. You have to, until you get that Nishtha, Aham Brahmasmi, doubt-free knowledge, conviction, you have to dwell upon again and again on this teaching. Since it is very difficult, I want to prepare the sadhaka, those who feel it is difficult. This is very difficult to claim that Aham Brahmasmi, Prapancham is Mithya, Kshetram is Mithya. I am not able to swallow. What is tangible is unreal. What is intangible is real. Bhagavan says, Upanishad says, tangibly available, visible, grossly available is false, which is not available for perception at all. It is satyama. Eppadi? How to grasp? For that I want to prepare the sadhaka's mind, Arjuna. The preparation is 25-point program. 20 points program. Okay. 20 virtues Bhagavan is enumerating in these 5 shlokas from 8th to 12th shloka. Very important. You have to by heart these 5 shlokas all the time. Pashyan, Srunvan, Sprishan, Jigran, Ashnan, Gachan. All the time, walking, eating, drinking, every time, any time, wherever you go, all these shlokas have to be repeatedly, punascharanam, japam. 5 shlokas japam pannanam. Not Ramaya namaha, Krishnaya namaha, adi tani. These 5 shlokas, amanitvam adambhitvam ahimsakshantir arjavam. From this shloka onwards up to 12th shloka, by heart today and make it a point every day while taking bath. Amanitvam adambhitvam Like that I have to chant. While drinking water, Amanitvam Adam Hitvam. While walking, Amanitvam Adam Hitvam. Not only two, all five slokas. 20 points I have to do repetition. Verbally, first. Fake it and make it. First you verbally say with reverence, love, affection towards those virtues. One day I get all those virtues. Daivi Sampat. What are they? Just I have introduced the first one in the last class. We can talk about these five virtues 360 days. About these virtues. Not sufficient. Lifelong you have to improve your mind. But to get Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam, reasonably, if you are qualified, you can get Brahma Jnanam. Reasonably. Okay. Then you can improve your mind. That is a hobby. Doesn't matter. But to claim Aham Brahmasmi, reasonably you must have these 20 virtues. Lack of these virtues alone, I am not able to claim Aham Brahma Asmi. Lord Krishna says, Amanitvam, number one. Amanitvam means, all these 20 virtues are called Jnanam. The heading is what? The topic name is what? Jnanam. Jnanam means generally, literal meaning is what? Knowledge. How knowledge can be called as here virtues? For that Acharya writes, Jnana hetutvat jnanam iti ucchate. Jnana hetutvat. See, this statement is very important. These 20 virtues are called jnanam because they are the cause for the rise of Atma Jnanam. These 20 virtues are called Jnanam because they are the cause for the rise of Atma Jnanam. Therefore, these virtues are called Jnanam. Jnana hetutvat. Hetu means what? Cause. Cause for what? Jnana. Jnana means what jnana? We are not talking about apara prakriti jnanam. We are talking about para jnanam. Para vidya, not apara vidya. We are talking about apara para vidya, that is atma jnanam. Since these virtues are the stepping stones, means for that knowledge, therefore they can be called as what? Jnanam. For this, what example I give? A person, a medico who joined in the medicine first year, 1 month only over, but he writes what? Doctor, so and so name. MBBS within brackets. Why he writes as doctor? He do not know how to catch hold the stethoscope. Yeah. How to put stethoscope also, you do not know. First he is learning. But he puts doctor before his name. And people call him also as doctor, doctor. No. He do not know anything, not yet. But we call him as a doctor. Why? First year he has joined means anyhow he is going to become a doctor. Because he has to complete. Whether 5 years he completes or 6 years. Or sometimes 10 years some people take. And the surgery paper to write is the toughest paper it seems. And the surgery paper, it's very, very difficult. That's why some people go on and on, semester by semester they write. But we call him as like that. When we are going to get Brahmanishta, that is a different thing. But you are going to get jnanam, that is sure. Through what? Through these virtues. Therefore, these virtues can be called as jnanam. That is why Lord Krishna titled jnanam. Amanitvam, number one. Amanitvam. May you have humility. Amanitvam. Manaha means self-respect. Self-worshipfulness at mental level. Suppose if anyone is having that self-worshipfulness, I have to be worshipped by others, respected by others, revered by others, recognized by others. That thought should not be entertained. If you have that thought, that is called manitvam. If you drop that thought, it is called amanitvam. Opposite of manitvam is amanitvam. Absence of self-worshipfulness. That akara indicates absence. Amanitvam means not having any self-worshipfulness or absence of conceit. Freedom from self-domination or appreciation. That is called amanitvam. Free from false prestige and artham. Prestige kadiyadu, no prestige at all. That too false prestige. And holding on to the false prestige. Drop that first. That is called amanitvam. This is born out of, manitvam is born out of delusion. Manitvam is born out of delusion. Delusion of what? I am the owner of so and so. This much position I have. This much knowledge I have. This much beauty I have. If it is there, if at all. Person is thinking I am beautiful. I am charmful. I am a charming person. So thinking that I have this, that ownership. That ownership of possessions, ownership of qualifications, mindness, and I have control over all these people. Therefore, they are all respecting me. They should respect me. When they look at me, they have to get up immediately. And expecting from others. That is called manitvam. Don't expect. First you show respect. Don't expect respect, but you show the respect to others. How you show your amanitvam? How you show your amanitvam? Absence of that self-worshipfulness. How you show? In our tradition, we inculcate this habit in our children from childhood, doing namaskara. Wishing others first. May you know first how to wish others. Not hi. Okay. Hi. People wish in different ways. They respect others in different ways. By kissing each other in other countries and all. They respect each other in a different ways. But in our culture, we respect others just by doing namaskara. Namaste. Namaha te. I am doing namaskara to you. This shows you are having amanitvam. You are free from manitvam. Namaskara is also of many types. This is a namaskara. One type of namaskara. To whom we have to do namaskara? For Mahatmas. For sannyasis, for elders, for parents, grandparents, teachers, for all people, those who are elderly to us by age, by knowledge, we have to do namaskara. Lord Krishna said in 4th chapter, தத்வித்தி பிரணிபாதேன பரிப்பிரஷ்னேன சேவையா உபதேக்ஷந்தி தே ஜானம் ஜானின தத்வதர்ஷினஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் ஃபார் எ வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் வினயம். அமானித்வம் மீன்ஸ் வினயம். மே யூ ஹாவ் வினயம், டூ நமஸ்காரா. பிரணிபாத்தேன பாத்தேன, பாத்தேன மீன் விழு என்ன, விடு என்ன, மை லெக்ஸ் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் டு மைன், தேர் இஸ் எ டெக்னிக் ஹவு டு ஃபால். இஃப் யூ ஃபால் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் யூ வில் நோ நீஸ் வில் கெட் டேமேஜ். பட் அவர் பீப்புள் யூஸ் இஸ் சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்கார் ஆச்சாரியஸ் இஸ் தண்டவத் பிரணாம். தண்ட த ஸ்டிக், இஃப் யூ த்ரோ இட் இட் ஃபால்ஸ் ஸ்ட்ரைட்னு, நோ பெண்டிங் அண்ட் எப்படி இப்படி ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் இட் ஃபால்ஸ். தண்டவத் பிரணாம், தட்ஸ் வை சாஷ்டாங்க பிரணாம் இஸ் கால்டு தண்டவத் பிரணாம். லேடிஸ் கேன் டூ பஞ்சாங்க பிரணாமம், ஜென்ட்ஸ் கேன் டூ சாஷ்டாங்க பிரணாமம். நாட் கம்பல்சரி, இட் இஸ் டிபெண்ட்ஸ் ஆன் யூ. இஃப் யூ விஷ் யூ கேன் டூ. இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் பேக் பெயின், நீ பெயின், ஓகே எக்ஸ்க்ளூஷன். That's why come out of stiff collarness. Stiff collar na therimo, spondylosis. People have they never bend in front of others. Why I have to bend? After all, a human being, he is also like us. That is why many people look at others when people are doing namaskara, சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்கார், அண்ட் தே ஆர் டச்சிங் தேர் ஃபீட் அண்ட் பெண்டிங் அண்ட் டச்சிங் தேர் ஹெட் டு தேர் ஃபீட். என்ன பைத்தியம் இவனுக்கு, மேட் திஸ் ஃபெலோ, தே திங்க் லைக் தட். வி ஆர் நாட் மேட், இட்ஸ் நாட் மேட். தட்ஸ் வை தே பீப்புள் தே திங்க். மாடர்ன் டேஸ் நோ சில்ட்ரன், தே டோன்ட் லைக் டூயிங் நமஸ்காரா சாஷ்டாங்க. ஹலோ, ஹவ் ஆர் யூ? Even sannyasi also they ask, how are you? All are uniform. All are uniform. Give uniform rights to everyone. This is what nowadays going on. Fighting for rights. Nothing will work here. What Krishna said? Pranipatena. May you fall like dandavatena. உரசா சிரசா மனசா வச்சசா கிரா பத்பியாம் கராபியாம் ஜானுபியாம் அஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்கார. யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ நமஸ்கார ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் யூ கேன். ஆஃப்டர் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் எனி ஹவ் யூ கேன் ஆல் டூ. தட்ஸ் வை சம் ஓல்ட் பீப்புள் ஈவன் அட் தி ஏஜ் ஆஃப் 80-85 தே ஆர் வெரி ஹெல்தி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்கார. I will tell you, Surya Namaskar, when you are doing that Sashtanga Namaskara. Urasa, Sirasa, Manasa, Padbhyam, Karabhyam, Janubhyam, all the body, limbs of the body touching the floor. That is called surrender. I accept that great people as Bhagavan, I do Namaskara, I surrender my ego. My ownership, my controllership on anything. I don't have anything. I don't possess anything. How can I expect some respect from others? Even any greatness, little bit it is there, it is not mine even. That is why I said, Manitvam is born because of delusion. This greatness is mine. This accomplishment is mine. If I think, it's wrong. Because any greatness belongs to either Paraprakriti or Aparaprakriti. Not belongs to you, the Ahankara. Either it belongs to Paramatma or it belongs to Maya, Prakriti, body, mind, complex. What you are having, tell me. Either it belongs to Paraprakriti or it belongs to Aparaprakriti. Therefore, you are not owning anything. That is why surrender. Surrender. Vidya dadati vinayam. First, Vidya must give humility. that vinayam it has to give. Otherwise it is not a vidya, nasa vidya. It is not a vidya at all. Therefore, our Shastra says, you express your vinayam through namaskara. But when your body is not permitting, don't fall. Sashtanga namaskara and all. Again, somebody has to help you to get up. That is why people are afraid of doing sashtanga namaskara. In a very unnecessary problem. Therefore, you perform sashtanga namaskara as much as possible. Do namaskara whenever you see your guru, whenever you see your elders, do namaskara. Show your vinayam. That is the first and foremost qualification for a student, Vedantic student especially. Don't take it as granted. Okay, we forget to respect. That's what Arjuna says in 11th chapter. Please excuse me, Krishna. I have taken you as ordinary person. Please excuse me. Like that we have to repent later. Better not to repent later. The more, Lord Ramana Bhagavan says, the more you show your vinayam, the more you get the benefit. The too much vinayam, ati vinayam durta lakshanam. Ati vinayam, the too much vinayam, appave therinju poyidum, the too much vinayam. Inge pannano, eppadi pannano, adhi, it has to come from the heart. Not things to be done, therefore praising someone, keeping something in mind, agenda, and praising someone, doing namaskara again and again. It is not fair. Ati vinayam, always dhurta lakshanam. Okay, this is called body language. Namaskara, through that you show your body language, other person can read. Who is other person? Almost a jnani, guru, a sannyasi, mahatma, anyone. Therefore, when you are doing namaskara also, true to yourself. True to yourself. Be honest. Be honest. That vinayam should not be a show. That humility should not be outward. It should come from the heart, out of understanding, out of love, devotion, out of respect it should come, reverence. Therefore, to understand the Guru's value, the Guru's teaching, it takes a lot of time. You cannot understand the Guru easily within few months or few years. The more you go deep into the Shastra, the more you understand, then you understand more about the Guru. Until that time, Guru is just a physical body for you. Your respect is also only up to the physical periphery level it goes. More than that, it cannot go. Therefore, as you are respecting your Guru, you have to respect the Shastra equally. Otherwise, that respect won't stand long time. Because you are giving only respect to the body. You have to respect, give the respect to the Shastra in that Guru. Then that Namaskara goes to the Guru plus Shastra. So you are benefited by that. All the way, humility is there. Who is the beneficiary? Guru or Mahatmas or elders? If I have humility, I am the beneficiary. All the 20 points, who is the beneficiary? Myself. This is called Amanitvam. Therefore, surrender your ownership, controllership first. Drop it like a hot potato. Like a hot potato, drop this Manitvam. Surrender. Openly surrender to the Guru. It's very, very tough. The toughest task. Why Lord Krishna connects this to Atma Jnanam? There you have to drop ஆல் த வே. தியாகே நைக்கே அமிர்தத்வமானசு. ஏன தியஜசி தத்யஜ, தியஜ தர்ம மத அதர்மஞ்ச உபே சத்யான்ருதே தியக்த்வா ஏன தியஜசி தத்யஜ. இன் சாந்தி பர்வ மகாபாரத the shloka says, I have given up this, I have given up that, after coming to class I have given up coffee, after coming to class, just I am telling, not giving up coffee, I have given up smoking, I have given up drinking, I have given up so many things, I give up that first ahankara. I have given up give up that I first. Yena tyajasi, because of which you have given up everything, give up that first. நம்ம அது தவிர எல்லாமே கிவ் அப், வி ஆர் கிவிங் அப். நோ, ஃபஸ்ட் கிவ் அப் தட். ஏன தியஜசி தத்யஜ, வாட் ஏ வேல்யூ. தட்ஸ் வை ஐ டோல்ட் யூ 360 days வி கேன் டாக், பட் ஐ கேன் நாட். நெக்ஸ்ட் வர்ச்சூ வில் கோ அதம்பித்வம், இட் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் வெரி க்ளோஸ் டு அமானித்வம். அதம்பித்வம், அமானித்வம் இஸ் அட் மென்டல் லெவல், this is at body level, physical level. Dambhitvam ke opposite, dambhitvam means pride, ahankara, vanity. Opposite to that is simplicity. Na dambhitvam adambhitvam, dambha na pride, pride comes before you fall. Pride comes before you fall. Be careful in what dambhitvam you show. Expressed manitvam is called dambhitvam. Okay, expressed manitvam is called dambhitvam. How you express? You express in three ways: vesha, bhasha and bhusha. Vesha means by dress. People show their pomp and show through their dress. Garments, lot of design. Nowadays, you wedding, for wedding, the boy and girl for their dress, reception dress. How much you know? One evening dress, 3 hours the girl wear, the dress cost is only 2 crores. Only 2 crores. What is that? Dambhitvam. The design, the dress, the costumes they wear. Now recently Prime Minister wearing the suit. People are all shouting at him. Of course, he has done a good thing. Auction put it up. And it cost 4 crores. And 25 lakhs something it has gone. So, people, he is wearing not for himself, he is, somebody did for his sake, to satisfy him and to appeal, please him, he has taken that dress for that moment. That is a different thing. So don't remember that Prime Minister's suit, Dambhitvam. Okay, Lord Krishna also wears nice dress and all. Bhagavan also choose, but it doesn't mean you have to show. It is called like blowing one's own trumpet. Namakku purinja language. The language you can understand, dambhitva means, you know, Swachha Bharat. And that governor or minister come and takes the jhadu, okay, that broomstick, and paper all varle. The newspaper person should come and take photograph. Once he comes and take photograph, he will put that and go away. Until he takes the photograph, he hold on to that broomstick. And cleaning as though. The actors and actresses, they show that. And next day, next moment, they won't come and we have to do our cleaning. This is called pomp and show. Show at dress level and vesha. And bhasha at language level. And when people are talking itself, we can know how much vanity. The language, the style they use, that English. And they don't want to speak in mother tongue. Okay. If you speak in mother tongue, that too you should not speak your Indian language. You have to speak in a different foreign language. Foreign language. So, bhasha. Some style language no one should understand. That language they speak. What for? To show their vanity. It is a type of show. Why can't you speak a language which I can understand? There is a beautiful shloka in Sanskrit. When I was very young, I used to listen from radio. Samskrita Patham, or Patham comes. I love that program. Then I switch on when I was very young. That shloka is a beautiful shloka. At that time, I do not know the meaning also. But somehow I am fascinated by that shloka. Later I come to know that shloka's meaning. That shloka runs like this. That tune also I remember. At that time tune. So what tune that pandit used to chant?
Keyurana vibhushayanti purusham harana chandrojvala nasnanam navilepanam nakusumam nalankritamurdhajam vanyekasamalankaroti purusham yasamskritadharyate kshiyante kalubhushanani satatam vagbhushanam bhushanam.
See, your beauty is not because of wearing ornaments, wearing a costliest dress, gorgeous dress. Your beauty is not coming out of that. Keyuranana bhushayanti purusham harana chandrojvala. Not by haram you are wearing necklace with shining stones, emeralds, American diamonds. American diamonds you wear, you think your value is increasing. You are showing your vanity, that's all. I am not criticizing anyone here. You wear, okay? You wear, nalla alaha wear pannunga, venda. Wearing flowers and wearing lot of, you know, spray. Chandanam and all wearing all these things and all. Flowers and all. Vilepanam, lot of odorants, application and all. They are not real beauty. Vag bhushanam bhushanam. Your speech, how pleasant you speak, that is real bhushanam. Vag bhushanam bhushanam. Your language clear and simple, language beautiful. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, nabruyat, satyam apriyam, priyam cha nanrutam bruyat, yesho dharma sanatanaha. I don't want to repeat every word because I have already given this meaning. You have to see your notes. Like that, what is real bhushanam? Your real bhushanam is your speech. Don't show your eloquence in front of others. That's why the teacher, 60-year-old teacher, come down to the LKG student level. She has to come down. Every teacher has to come down to the level of the student. She should not, or he should not talk in their own language. I know this text, that text and language. What am I going to understand? Vesha, bhasha, bhusha. Bhusha means ornaments. Lot of jewels, inge tongradilaya nariya, hanging all over from ankle to head. People are wearing lot of ornaments and all. In the advertisement front page itself, it comes khajana. So, wearing, why keeping inside in the locker? Wear, the showing vesha, bhasha, bhusha, dwara, showing vanity. The person who spends time for all this can never have high thinking. Understand? Why our people lived a simple living? Lived, past tense. I have to use past tense, not present tense. You cannot find in present tense. Very rarely we see people. Lived simple way. Because the more you have this vanity, dambhitvam, vesha, bhasha, bhusha, you have to spend your mind for them. Where is time for thinking? Everything outside, decoration, dabba, dabba, kali, powder, dabbas, no? How many powder dabbas, creams are? You go to that, and their beauty, mirror. Mirror full of powder, da. For this skin. That's why Kalidasa writes about Shakuntala, natural beauty Shakuntala. Without wearing any ornaments in Kanvashrama, how beautiful she is. Because of that Vinayam, the love, the compassion. Why this much we have to talk? That is what we require. Simple living, high thinking is possible. High living, simple thinking, or no thinking. Therefore, very difficult to live a simple life. It's not so easy. And because neighbors, friends, relatives all come at home and they ask, this is old type. This old fan, old, why you are living like old? And house is old type, windows and all old type. A new model, every day new model coming. You have to go up to date, no? Up to date. Phones are changing, no? Fast old phone, innu ide phone. Adi madri, not one or two. How many things people are possessing? Where is time for Shastra, study, thinking? If you are really interested in Shastra, if you have deep study, if you are spending, you can never think about your body, mind, complex, what you have. You never bother. Externally, you bother what you know, not what you have. Understanding is important. That's why students' life must be a very simple life. Now, you are student or not? Vedantic student also must lead a simple life. Minimum requirements you can keep, but never use them for show. Okay? Adambhitvam. Then ahimsa. Ahimsa. Himsa means violence, hurting, giving pain. Pida anartham. Shankaracharya, in his Bhashyam, for each value he gives one statement. Of course, Madhusudana Saraswati, he gives further analysis. Each commentators dwell upon these values. You cannot exhaust however much you say, however much you talk. Therefore, each value write on the board. Every day, thought for the day. Thought for the day. Naalu pakkama naalu. Daily you can write and read for some time, 1 week, again new. Write down like that. Develop that habit. Ippava. In the age. At this age, what am I going to develop? Why not? Think that you are the youngest. Okay? Never think you are old. Okay? You are the youngest. You can continue. The values you write on a paper or any play card and keep and stick in your house. Let all people read, and I also read every day, so that how much I am practicing that. Speak truth. My personal experience, when I was young, I did that. It has helped me a lot. Okay? It has helped me a lot. I did play cards and wrote from Shivananda book, Voice of Himalayas, don't speak truth one side. Never hurt, like that's different captions I have written. And when I enter into my room, I wrote in a capital letters, bold letters with color painting. என்னமோ அப்படி அப்படி தோணிருச்சு. மேபி சிவானந்த மைட் ஹவ் செட் தட் டைம் ஐ ரோட் லைக் தட். வென் ஐ என்டர் த ரூம் ஐ லுக் எட் இட், ஐ டுவெல் அப்பான் தட். ஹவு மச் ஐ எம் ப்ராக்டிஸிங், ஹவு மச் ஐ எம் ப்ராக்டிஸிங், இட் கம்ஸ் நேச்சுரல்லி டு யூ. தட் இஸ் வை யூ டூ தட். அதர் சில்ட்ரன் இன் த ஃபேமிலி ஆல்சோ ஆர் பெனிஃபிட்டட் பை தட். ஹூ ஆர் எவர் கம்ஸ் டு அவர் பிளேஸ் ஹவுஸ், தே ரீட் இட் அண்ட் தே கெட் பெனிஃபிட். இட் வில் நெவர் கோ வேஸ்ட். That's why do that job. You do so much service to others, not for others, first to ourselves. Write on that wall or board or in front of your house some thought for the day, keep it. It's very, very useful, very useful. Lord Krishna, when mentions amanitvam, Acharya says, Atmanaha shlagha abhavaha. Very simple, one sentence he writes. Shankaracharya says, Amanitvam means Atmanaha shlagha abhavaha, not praising oneself. Then second thing, Adambhitvam, he says, Swadharma aprakatikaranam, not publicizing his own greatness or accomplishment. Even anyone praise, suppose, even anyone praise you, from all over because of some accomplishment, you have to hand over that accomplishment smoothly to God. It does not belong to me. What I have to say? I got it by God's grace. Just immediately say that. By God's grace. My Guru's grace. By Ishvara's grace. Or from my parents I have got. Like that I should say. So that dambha, pride, won't come to us. What comes easily without paying anything? Vanity comes. Therefore, be careful as a Vedantic student. Not only Vedantic student, for even for ordinary people also, these values are very important. To lead a peaceful life, what to talk of Vedanta student? Compulsory. Of Lord Krishna enumerating. For Ahimsa, Praninam Apeedanam, Acharya writes. Praninam Apeedanam, not hurting any being in this creation. Even trees, animals, insects. Some people respect dog more than husband. That's why one husband said, next birth, I will born as a dog. Dog. Not only that, some husbands, they take wife as granted. Appadi solanum, ipadi solanum. Not only one side. Wife means as though his instrument, like some husbands take it as granted. They never think she is having her own freedom, her own independence. She also a human being. She needs some room for her to grow, think. They never bother. உனக்கு என்ன நான் சொன்ன மாதிரி நீ கேட்கணும். அந்த பீடனம், தட் இஸ் கால்டு பர பிராணி பீடனம். So hurting other person is called violence. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Himsam na kuryad. This is what Dharma Shastra says. Paramo dharmaha. A saintly person is a saintly person because of not hurting others. Kayena vacha manasendriyairva buddhyatmana va prakrite svabhavat. Not only this, karacharana kritam va kayajam. This is the shloka, not that one, first one. Karacharana kritam va kayajam karmajam va shravana nayanajam va manasam va aparadham. So aparadham, hurting others in so many ways. Manasa vacha karmana, never hurt others. Hurting others is humaneness, minimum humaneness. When you are a human being, when you have humaneness, that means what? Not hurting others. I am not hurting anyone. Not only hurting, you must know the other person's feelings. You can know your mind, but you cannot know other person's mind. Just by, if you don't laugh also, they get hurt. Therefore, you have to laugh. You have to keep a smiling face. If you go on like that, you cannot... I'm not talking about that. So, as much as possible, you have to be alert, either through words, or through my actions, or through my thoughts. Am I maintaining this ahimsa? In Ashtanga Yoga, Yama Niyamas, the first value is ahimsa. Ahimsa is the first value. But Lord Krishna talking about ahimsa, asking Arjuna, Yudhyasva, Yudhyasva Bharata. Is it not contradictory? Unavoidable himsa is permitted. Unavoidable, inevitable. It doesn't come under himsa. Loka kshemartham, for loka, for the sake of the well-being of the world, I have to punish someone. It is permitted in Shastra. But for your own benefit, for your own selfish ends, never hurt others. Even that hurting also, you have to take long time. Even any himsa is involved, suppose. After long time, sama, dana, bheda, then only fourth resort, danda. Never use danda, punishment, in first attempt. Give time, number one. Postpone your judgment, number two. And give time for other person to talk, to defense. That is why when lower court person failed in his case, he goes to high court. If he fails in high court, she can go to? She can go to Supreme Court. Why long time they give? So many years the case is going on. Why? We should not punish anyone just like that. If you punish any person with your own judgment, without giving any time or margin for a person, it is a crime. It is a crime. Therefore, even family members, when you shout at your children, when you use abusing words, it comes under himsa. If I use any abusing words, walk himsa, we should not. Even at thought level also, it comes under himsa. In the name of religion, people are killing others, doing a lot of himsa. They are thinking, our God is happy if I kill you. They are telling directly. Yeah? In the name of religion, that too. Every day morning you put news. If you put, you read newspaper, what comes? Terrorist attack, Maoist attack, Naxalite attack. What is this attack? Whom they are attacking? They are attacking human beings. They have right to live. Who are you to kill them? Don't they have right to live? As you have right to live, they have right to live. Who are you to kill? Who gave right to you to kill others? More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harih Om.